Rav Rimon wrote a tshuva about what bracha, if any, should we recite upon the release of the hostages. So he suggested in his tshuva three possibilities. The first, he suggests maybe we make the bracha matir asurim. Literally, it means to free those who are, I guess, held prisoner. Asur, that they're held prisoner. And that would seem to be the right bracha. However, Chazal, our sages, did not establish this bracha for someone who leaves jail. It was simply established, it was instituted to make a bracha every morning about our limbs being able to move around, not being locked into position. So that's not really the appropriate bracha. So the next possibility is the bracha of Shehechiyanu. So the halacha is that if you haven't seen someone for 30 days, then you recite Shehechiyanu. But it seems that like, for example, if someone has a baby girl, recites a Shehechiyanu when there's a tremendous happiness. The truth is, the Mishnah, Mesechus Brachos, Perek Test, Mishnah Beis, says, Al Besoros Tovos, Omer Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv, you make the Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. However, a number of Rishonim, like the Rashban, Chilek Dalet, Siman Ayin Zayin, and the Mishnah Berurah, and Siman Reish Chaf Gimel, Siv Katan Dalet, quotes this, and Rav Kook in Shut Orach Mishpat or Chaim, Simon Mem Zion, all right, that we only recite the Bracha V'Tov HaMeitiv on brachos that provide a physical benefit. But if it's just a psychological benefit or a spiritual benefit, we don't recite the Bracha of V'Tov HaMeitiv, so therefore you recite the Bracha of Shehechiyanu. So even if we hear about the release of the hostages, and it brings us tremendous, tremendous simcha, we can say the bracha of Shehechiyanu, but since it's only a psychological benefit or emotional benefit, we're not going to recite a Tov HaMeitiv. Perhaps if it was, let's say, a release of soldiers who could not protect us, which is a physical benefit, so maybe then you can recite a Tov HaMeitiv. But right now, the release of the hostages just brings us tremendous simcha, tremendous joy. So there the bracha would be the bracha of Shehechiyanu. See, he also explained that, well, unfortunately, in exchange for the release of the hostages, we will have to release some terrorists. So he said, you can recite the bracha of Dayan Ho'emes. Don't recite God's name, no Shema Malchus, but you can recite the bracha of Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. And he said, it's not a contradiction to recite the bracha of Shehechiyanu with Shema Malchus and to recite the bracha of Dayan Ho'emes without Shema Malchus. And he gives an example for this. The Gemara in Brachos, the New Testament Bay says, Meis Aviv Hu Yorsha. Let's say someone's father dies and he inherits him. But Chilo Meir Baruch Dayan Emes. He first recites the Baruch of Dayan Ho Emes over the loss of a parent. Levasof Omer Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. And then he can also recite the Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv that he got a Yerusha. So therefore, he said that if we see the free hostages or we hear about them and it brings us tremendous simcha, we can recite the bracha of Shehechiyanu, and he also said we can recite the paragraph of Nishmas Kol Chai, that paragraph that we recite on Shabbos before Yishtabach, because there it has a lot of language praising Hashem for many different things, including Matir Asurim, including being there for us. And he thinks we can also recite the Baruch Dayan HaEmes when we hear about freed terrorists, and we can recite Tehillim, and the Schus of our Tfilos, may we only experience Simcha in Eretz Yisrael and not sorrow.